Z89.3, Aho's Hit Music, Eddie Benjamin, and Only You started off the 3 o'clock hour musically on this Monday. Sean Ann.
Rebecca J.
Along with you on this Monday afternoon. And joining us today is Justice of the Peace, John Peck. How are you doing, sir?
I'm well. Thank you, Sean.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. You are the current Justice of the Peace.
I am.
How long have you been Justice of the Peace?
I've been JP for almost 8 years, and I was a pro tem for 2 years before that.
Okay. Now, you are running for re-election. We do want to say, because we have to do a disclaimer, that you guys reached out to us to come on, and we are a nonprofit. There's no money involved in this and no endorsements. And if you're the person who else is running or anybody who's running for office can reach out to us, and we have an open-door policy.
Understood.
There we go. All right. Well, we're going to speak with John, get to know him, more about his history and the things he's done here in Aho. And that'll be coming up here in just a few. Right now, it's Bruno Mars, and that's what I like. It's Z89.3, Aho's Hit Music. Z89.3, Aho's Hit Music. That was Bad Bunny. Before that, we heard from Kanan Smith and Love You Like That. Main Skin, Supermodel. Right before that, Sean and
Rebecca Jane.
Along with John. I'll call you Judge John.
Okay.
Will that work?
That works.
Judge John is with us as well. All right, Rebecca, the first grueling, tough question.
Yay.
Go for it.
So are you from Aho, or how long you been here?
We moved to Aho in, I think, 2009. I'm a native Tucsonan. I was born and raised there. And I spent most of my, with some absence for schooling, I spent most of my career in Tucson. I worked for Pulitzer Publishing and edited the Arizona Daily Star.
Okay, so why Aho? What make you come to Aho?
Well, ISDA made me come to Aho. They recruited me to be their chief operating officer.
Mm-hmm.
And I came to Aho. I'll tell you a quick funny story. When we were growing up, my father asked my brother and I where we did not want to live. And this was...
I know what he's going to.
So my brother said he didn't want to live in Yuma.
Hmm. Okay.
And he ended up starting a very successful banking career in Yuma.
In Yuma.
And I said I didn't want to live in Aho.
And here you are.
And here I am, and I just, I absolutely love it. I love the community. I love the people. I love the challenges. So
awesome. So never say never.
Never say never. That's right. That's right. There's something about Aho that just, and we've said this so many times, there's something about Aho that it kind of sucks you in. And it just, there's, I don't know, it's almost magical. It's kind of weird.
Well, it sucks you in the sense that the people are so terrific.
Right.
They're so giving. And it's so culturally diverse.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes.
The Tohono O'odham Nation and the Mexican influence and the culture and, what happens when everybody who comes in who has a second home, when mm-hmm. the talents and the resources and the interesting things they bring. But it sucks you in for that. But also, it's scalable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's you can see something that maybe needs to be done,
mm-hmm.
and you can do it.
Right.
In a larger community, it's very difficult.
Yes.
Exactly. And you're not too far away. But one thing I love is at night, quiet, the stars are beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it's just the atmosphere. I love
it. It's stunning.
It's great.
I mean, it's like you say, like if you want to start a business, you have like a bunch of opportunity to do, especially if you want to do like food. You can open any business and you can make it work pretty much.
Absolutely. Right. And there's support. The community supports
mm-hmm.
it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of community support. Absolutely. All right, more with Judge John coming up here in just a few. Right now it's Jonas Brothers, it's X, it's Z89.3, Aho's Hit Music, and the voice of Western Pima County. Z89.3, Aho's Hit Music, Alexander James Rodriguez there, heard from Jay Balvin, and Sam Smith in that set as well. Sean and
Rebecca Jane.
And Judge John hanging out with you on this Monday afternoon. All right, so John, What is your, as justice of the peace, I can say that, what does your role involve as a judge and as a community member?
It's sort of wide open, and it's varied, which is terrific. I mean, of course, the judicial part of it involves hearing cases, whether they're civil or criminal, traffic, misdemeanors, drug issues, orders of protection, assaults, I mean, the sort of gamut of activities. Hearing them in court or dealing with them on signature files in my chambers, issuing subpoenas, warrants, all that kind of thing. That's the kind of the paper focus of it. It's also, we have an independent court here, and I'll explain that real quickly. There are 9 justices of the peace in the county, Pima County. 7 of them are consolidated in Tucson, and they are it's called the Consolidated Justice Court, Tucson. 2 of us are separate, one in Green Valley and my own court. As independent courts, we run our own courts. We have our own human resources, our staff, we develop our budgets, we manage the budget, we take care of infrastructure, all those kinds of things, which is not something that's done in Tucson. It's a different thing. Tucson is, for a number of reasons, which I won't go into, Tucson, the justice courts are really under the auspices of Pima County Superior Court.
Okay.
So there are those kinds of activities. I also spend a lot of my time, I'm president of the State Association of Justices of the Peace, and I've been president for 3 years, and I do a lot of work for the association, for the 80-some justices that we have. I also sit on the what's called the Arizona Judicial Council. I'm one of 12 judges there from around the state, and we are the body that makes policy for the entire court system in the state of Arizona. We meet 4 times a year. We do those things, and there are a number of work groups I work with and things like that. I'm really privileged to have, one, a terrific staff over at the courthouse. I mean, just an incredible staff. It's really, it's a family in the sense we celebrate quinceañeras and it's in births and sadder events. We do, you know, and on some days we're done with morning sessions and we pull the defense and state tables together in the courtroom and do potlucks. We're very close and we keep in touch. But I'm also fortunate in the sense that I have so many great relationships with judges around the state, not just justices of the peace, but magistrates, appeals court justices, Supreme Court justices, and there's the opportunity to contact them and to, if you have a question, or to brainstorm and do those kinds of things. So that's all part of the job.
All right. All right. Well, more with Judge John here in just a few. Right now, it's Luke Bryan. It's Waves. It's Z89.3, Aho's Hit Music. Z89.3, Aho's Hit Music. Post Malone and Cooped Up, featuring Roddy Ricch, started off the 4 o'clock hour. I suppose if you're found guilty, you just might get cooped up. See, that was how I was trying to be funny with having a judge in the studio. So. All right. Sean and
Rebecca Jane.
Along with you and as well as Judge John on this Monday afternoon.
That was a good one.
Well, you know, I tried. I didn't even set that one up. It was just by luck. Anyway, so what changes have you seen at the Aho Courthouse in the past decade?
Oh, it's been quite a few. We've, in terms of budget and management, which I mentioned in the last segment is part of what we do, I'm really proud that we've kept a very tight budget. Our expenses have jumped very insubstantially in the last decade. When I came to the court, we had a full-time equivalency of 11 people. Through a lot of cross-training and careful management, we're really down to 8 now. So I feel that we're financially prudent, and we've done that. But we've also been able to do a number of other things. We've set up, we invited the Community Justice Board to come into Aho through the County Attorney's Office, and we did that for a number of years until the pandemic. We developed a kind of model order of protection wallet card that people applying for, being granted an order of protection, can carry around rather than a sheaf of papers, which makes it much more convenient. We became a passport control agency. We've done nearly 500 passports in the last...
there you go. You need your passport renewed.
Eight years. So come in and see us. We've done probably $200,000 of security improvements in the courthouse, hardening windows and new locks and camera surveillance systems. When the county decided the courtroom needed to have new carpet, we thanked them very much, but I said, we don't want carpet, we want tile, because that's what it used to be. They said, well, we don't ever do tile. And I said, we want tile. So we got tile. And so we did that and reupholstering of a lot of things. We've done just a lot of infrastructural things. I mean, new air conditioners, new... We created a law library. We created a new courtroom downstairs for juvenile cases. Mm-hmm. On Thursdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, juvenile cases will be heard by Zoom with Tucson. So we have a courtroom set up downstairs for that. Just a lot of different changes at the courthouse.
So what changes have you seen, say, during the past decade in Ajo, during that same period of time? Have you seen, like, a shift in the types of cases you're seeing? Or,
well, yeah, I have. Unfortunately, particularly during the pandemic and in some of the years before the pandemic, we saw an increase in domestic violence issues and assault issues. We've seen an increase in the number of drug issues, related issues for juveniles. And that's what we've also seen, on the other hand, is we've seen an enormous drop in case filings for traffic. With the pandemic, we used to at one point, I can't remember, Tracy at one point used to say that there were 3.2 million cars or 2.2 million cars coming through Ajo every year on the way to Rocky Point. Mm-hmm. That, of course, went off the cliff during the pandemic.
Right, right.
Which affected all business as well, but it certainly affected court filings. Mm-hmm. But... I mentioned in a segment before that I'm on a statewide work group looking at court filings in lower jurisdiction courts. Courts around the state have seen that drop off too.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's, you know, in a rural county or even in Maricopa, they've seen those drop offs. Mm-hmm. I think the drop off in Maricopa, I found out a couple of weeks ago that the Chief Justice was telling me that it's dropped off 40%.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So is that starting to return back now to where you have the whole traffic cases are starting to increase now?
Well,
that
you know, it's we have seen an increase in some traffic cases, but they're never going to return back to what they were. There's been a steady progression, a declination of those filings. I don't think we'll ever see that return. The issue, and this is another workforce I'm involved with, the issue is how do we provide services, community services, to the community that increase the value of the court to the community,
mm-hmm.
and not dependent necessarily on the old model of filings and how that was done. Mm-hmm. So one example is I had a grant we started developing a resource center at this courthouse that could help people navigate through Superior Court filings so they wouldn't have to travel to Phoenix. And we did the training of the staff for it and got the equipment, used the grant to buy some things. And then COVID hit. Mm-hmm. So we had to put that in suspension. But we're now picking that back up again.
Oh, good.
But it's the idea of values added.
Oh, yeah. Because if you can do filings that you would normally have to go to Tucson or Phoenix for, and you can do them here locally, I mean, that adds a lot of value.
Right.
So... All right, more with Judge John coming up here in just a few. Continuing on with the music on this Monday, it's Rihanna Diamonds. It's Z89.3, Ajo's Hit Music. Z89.3, Ajo's Hit Music. And let me hit my button there. There we go. Billie Eilish and Everything I Wanted. El Alfa and one of Rebecca's favorites, the Go-Go Dance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. El Alfa, he's also from Dominican Republic.
Yes.
Sean and
Rebecca Jane.
And we have Judge John with us on this Monday afternoon. Hanging in there?
Yep.
You're so calm.
Thank you.
So why are you running for another term as Justice of the Peace?
There's still a lot to be done. I mentioned earlier the Resource Center that we're very excited about doing, and we're excited about picking it up. So there's that issue. There's also the kind of ongoing issues that I mentioned, being president of the association and being on the Chief Justice's Advisory Council. Those are ongoing things also that we're involved in work, and I want to continue doing that as well. Mm-hmm. But as well as, obviously, living here and being the judge in this community and for this precinct, which is a huge precinct.
What are the boundaries of the precinct?
Basically, 3 points to the Yuma border, mm-hmm. and the Maricopa line to the Mexican border.
Oh, okay.
It's really the largest precinct in Pima County.
Wow.
One of the reasons I'm running is this. To become Justice of the Peace, there was an opening, and they needed to appoint a new Justice of the Peace for Ajo 10 years ago. And I was asked if I would be interested in that position. I was flattered, but I said no because, one, there were difficulties and challenges for the court, and two, the learning curve was just enormous.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt that the community would be better served having someone more experienced. So someone was selected. I brought him to a WPSI meeting. I was on the WPSI council at the time, to introduce him to the community. And during that meeting, he said, one of my goals is to mentor someone to become Justice of the Peace.
Mm-hmm.
So I called him a couple of weeks later, and I said, Judge Weber, what would this entail? And he said, you'd have to work with me a couple of days a week. You'd have to, pay for it yourself. I mean, we're not going to pay for it. But to commit to doing that, and, then we'll see. Mm-hmm. So that's what I did. And I actually put myself through the Arizona Judicial College, which was an interesting task because they only usually accept elected judges or appointed judges.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a pro tem by that time. But I put myself through it and paid my own tuition and housing and all of that, because I needed to learn that sort of thing. Which goes back to, why am I running another term? One of the things I want to do is to find and groom a successor.
Mm. Kind of like the same way it was done with
you. Absolutely. Mm. Absolutely. I mean, this is an incredibly complex job to just go into.
Mm.
But the idea of, and I've looked. I mean, I've looked, and there are a couple, I think, really potential candidates. I mean, even if we were able to do it, it doesn't guarantee that they would be the Justice of the Peace.
Right.
But that's really an important thing.
Right.
Also,
well, yeah, it's not necessarily a position somebody could just walk into.
No, you can't. You can't.
I mean, could somebody be elected who's never, just anybody
Absolutely.
Be elected to it?
Absolutely. Absolutely, it happens all the time. But it's the way the job is set up. The qualifications are very minimal.
Mm-hmm.
The responsibility is really awesome. I'm looking to do that. And finally, I mentioned to you the staff that we have and what we've built. It's an extraordinary staff. And I care about that staff.
You can mention names if you want to.
Well, I mean, I can, Yvette, Juanita, Bianca, Tisha, Nancy, Corey, Dennis. It's a great staff.
Right. Well, you can tell. You love your staff. It's great when you... When you go into a job and it doesn't feel like a job,
right.
I mean, you actually love it.
And I'm pretty sure they feel the same way at work, you know?
Yeah.
Is that good?
So, no, that's cool. And what do you think you bring to the position? Obviously, well, I think you covered a lot of that in the fact that you wanted to be educated before you took the position.
Right. I think I... I think I bring a patience, a careful listening style, an understanding of the importance of the law, but the importance also of understanding particular circumstances. I bring to the job, which I should, the idea that each case is a new case. I may have seen that person 2 weeks before, but each case is a new case. And it's just important to have that to have compassion and understanding. Mm-hmm. It's really, really important.
All right.
There's a, if I there's
no,
a,
go ahead.
There's
absolutely.
There's a thing that you're always warned about that they talk about called black robitis at the Judicial College. And black robitis is, you know, when you put on that robe and mount the steps, that somehow you are better or hugely more important than anyone else in front of you. And it's a very bad thing because it doesn't, what it does, it makes you have more responsibility, mm-hmm. not superiority, but more responsibility about what you're doing. And to know that whoever you're looking at in front of the bench, it's probably one of the worst days in their lives.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Except for the people you're marrying, of course.
Well, right.
They're pretty happy. But
then they may later look back at it as the worst day of their life. So, but at that moment.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and I think, you know, to be a judge, that's got to be tough because you got to take, you know, you got to follow the law and not put, you got to leave some of your beliefs and thoughts and all, you got to separate.
Absolutely.
Some of that, and you got to be fair and follow the law.
Right. A judge is a trier of facts.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You have the facts.
Not feelings.
It's not feelings. It doesn't mean that you cannot take some things into consideration
in a limited way.
But a judge is a trier of facts. A judge is not an advocate.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or, better put, a judge is an advocate for facts.
Right. That would make sense. All right. Let's move along. Here's Mars. Going to take you way back in the day. Mars and Pump Up the Volume. It's Z89.3, Ajo's Hit Music, and the voice of Western Pima County. Z89.3, Ajo's Hit Music, and the voice of Western Pima County. A Ventura there. Sean and
Rebecca Jane.
Along with Judge John, hanging out with you on this Monday afternoon. So, final question for you. What do you think are some of the challenges that this community faces?
I think that an ongoing challenge is our need to strive to be better communicators, to be more clear, to be transparent, to recognize that while we all may have opinions, the fact that they are not necessarily the same opinions is okay.
Respect.
Respect is hugely important.
Right.
And again, I approach this from, as I said, I'm a trier of fact. So facts are really important to me.
Mm-hmm.
I understand opinions, but facts are really important.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if we all tried to do that, it would be a benefit to the community. There's social media is a wonderful thing, and then it's made it very easy for us all to talk to each other. But it's also a very, very pernicious and dangerous thing,
mm-hmm.
because it's sort of whoever's the loudest or whoever is the most visible. It doesn't always aid in that conversation and development and evolution
right.
of a community.
Right.
So I think those are big things.
Well, I'm sure if I'm a defendant and I'm in front of you, I want you to not go off opinion or what you think. I would want you to go off of facts. I would appreciate that. I want the facts. You got to go by facts.
Right.
Not by... And if getting to the facts takes a little bit longer before you draw that decision that you make, then I definitely wanted you to take that time to make sure that you get the facts.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I also think that we need to, in an entirely different focus, We are in some really, really tough economic times, which are going to become, I think, probably more pronounced. And Ajo has always been an enormously self-reliant community, mm-hmm. And helpful, in which we help each other. And we need to be prepared to do that always in ever more meaningful ways, mm-hmm. and ever more competent ways. Mm-hmm. So it's tough.
All right. Well, Judge John, I want to thank you for taking some time and joining us on this Monday afternoon. We appreciate having you in here.
Thank you, Rebecca. Thank you, Sean.
All right. We definitely,
it's been a pleasure.
We definitely hope that you'll come back and visit us again. And, you know, thanks for all that you do. And, yeah, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
All right. Sound good, Rebecca?
Sounds good.
All right, let's move along. Here's Beyonce. It's Break My Soul. It's Z 89.3, Ajo's Hit Music, and the voice of Western Pima County.